Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the first Sunday in Lent, March 9th, 2025, entitled Doing It Together. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
From all evil and mischief, from sin, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, good Lord, deliver us. Luke's version of the experience of Jesus in the wilderness, just as it does in both Matthew and Mark, follows soon after Jesus' baptism. Knee-deep in the Jordan River, Jesus heard a voice from heaven. You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. Luke, armed with the author's pen, and scholars debate whether or not the words from the cloud were heard by those who were there that day or not. Through Luke, the omniscient narrator, we, the listener, are granted special privilege and become witnesses who exist outside of the text. I've known many who enjoy poking fun at biblical text because it contains its fair share of that which can't be proven, that is, proven scientifically. It's easy to forget that the Gospels are not history books. The text of Scripture encompasses plenty of historical realities, to be sure, but it is not, nor is it meant, to be a report of an experiment, a documentary, or a precise recounting of historical fact. Historical record is not the purpose of the gospel text. We see that today in the passage that is the gospel for today. While Luke tells about a wilderness experience of Jesus, it's also to be understood that Jesus walks this journey in solitude. And if that's the case, there are no human witnesses. The others Luke names are spiritual entities, the Holy Spirit and the devil. So we might ask ourselves, how did Luke know the details? Perhaps it was part of later casual table talk, or maybe even travel conversation with the disciples. As Luke tells it, having been baptized and hearing his identity confirmed by the voice of God himself, Jesus gets away. Luke says he is led by the Spirit into the wilderness to sort things out. Who is he, really? What will being the Son of God require of him? And while we all should recognize the identity that is ours as sons and daughters of God, we'll have to admit that Jesus was different. Jesus was unique. His sonship was messiahship. It shouldn't surprise us. That called for some serious thought, some serious focus, and prayer. Luke says it was a physical journey into the harsh Middle Eastern desert. On an entirely different level, some suggest it was an effective illustration, a metaphor for a significant time of soul searching. And maybe it was both. That's an experience I'll bet you've had at least once in your life. I've had several. Who am I really? What am I supposed to do now? Where am I going? Who am I supposed to be with? We can imagine truth to say that most life-changing decisions are made when we are between the ages of 18 and 30. Decisions we make during those years will determine who we become, what our vocation will be, whether or not we will marry, where we'll live, and what we do as we live there. It shouldn't be easy to miss that Jesus' wilderness journey is but a mirror of a pattern and a faith experience already well established. The tests that confronted Jesus had all been run before. The gospel writers leave us obvious clues that should help us to connect the dots. Jesus is in the wilderness for 40 days. 40 days. Israel wandered in the wilderness 40 years after the Exodus. They too had some serious sorting out to do. As one writer put it, it took a day to get the Hebrews out of Egypt. It took 40 years to get Egypt out of the Hebrews. Sometimes we need not look very hard to see that there's still some Egypt in all of us to this day. It's difficult to change, especially when lack of responsibility, perhaps a byproduct of slavery of any sort, has become a convenience. Maybe even a comfort. Food, power, and protection can lead us into a circumstance of complacent living. So it's worth noting that the temptations, the tests, were well crafted, customized for Jesus' unique circumstance. They may not be ours, but rest assured there are some made just for you, just as there are those that fit me to a T. The most successful temptation is built out of gray areas, because nothing that the devil presented was bad in itself. There's nothing wrong with bread. During the 40 years, it wasn't until Israelites placed reliance on God that manna, a word literally meaning, what is this, fell from heaven to feed them. Food is a good thing, especially when we're hungry. Even better when we can help provide it for others who need it. Go ahead, says the devil. Turn that worthless stone into something that will satisfy the stomach. One does not live by bread alone. Jesus quotes the book of Deuteronomy. And then showing him the kingdoms of the world, he says, go ahead, all this is yours if you only serve me. A small price to pay, Jesus, for everything. And there's nothing wrong with political power. There's nothing wrong with influence. Most who enter politics do so because of the difference they can make. The devil looks straight into the camera and tells the lie that he owns all of these kingdoms. They are his to give. It seems that these days all that's necessary for people to believe a lie is that it's said convincingly and perhaps just louder the next time. Deuteronomy again, straight to the point, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. And then the devil was catching on. He tries a little scripture himself. Let's see. How about the Psalms? Go ahead, do a free fall experiment from the top of the temple. The devil coaches him. As it is written, he will give his angels charge over you. And Jesus replied, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Deuteronomy 6:16. And the devil departed from him until an opportune time. He would continue to use his craft, to be sure. Later, convincing some of those closest to Jesus to do evil's bidding. Judas would betray. Peter would deny. Many would be gripped by unbelief. We're faced with those opportune times on a daily basis. How do we make the right choices? Jesus taught us to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. Lead us not into temptation. And I think we need to remember that we're not alone. Study the Word and seek out its truth. Follow age-old patterns of walking in the way. Surrounded by the Spirit and with one another, we do it together.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.